This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Students at five Chicago public high schools got the surprise news earlier this year that they were getting a free ride to college. A philanthropist told students he was paying for everything, not just for them, but also for their parents through a group called Hope Chicago. One of those schools, Al Raby, is in a West Side community where fewer than half of freshmen end up going to college and only 22% graduate. There's no data yet on whether free college is changing plans for these graduates. WBEZ's Sarah Karp checked in with some students as they prepared for graduation. They say the scholarship has altered their next steps. We'll start by hearing from a grad who dreams of opening her own hair salon and is now headed to a city college in Chicago to study cosmetology.
My name is Demaya Eubanks. I grew up on the west side of Chicago. I was in sixth grade. We had picture day. And one of my friends came in, her hair wasn't done. So I fixed her hair and she started crying. I'm like, you know, what's wrong? She was like, she just kept saying thank you. And that made me feel really good that I can, you know, do something that I like doing to help other people feel better. I was excited because I'm like, at first I didn't even want to go. I can go do something that I really want to do. Go to college for something that I really want to do, because a lot of people in my family didn't make it to college. So this is going to be a big one for me. When I go to Truman, I can start my hair business, well, build it up more. Truman is like a safe space because it's still out here with all my family, then I can still, you know, go and get my career.
My name is Jayana Davis, and I grew up around like the Humble Park area with my grandma. Coming to Araby and having my senior year, I was very like lost. I was thinking about going to college. I didn't know where and how I was gonna get the money, but I was gonna try to come up with something. I want to open up my own restaurant, and so I'm going to college for business, entrepreneurship, and then I'm going to go to another college to get my culinary certificate. I am going to UIC, University of Illinois, Chicago. Mentally, I'm just not ready to leave the nest with my mom either. We both cried together because they said that not only me, but her, she get to go back to college, and that was just one of her all-time like goals too, because she wanted to get back into a restaurant and business degree. Like hearing that from Hope to say that she can go back and I can go back the same time is just like a miracle, because when that happened, it was just like we didn't believe it at all. A lot of things don't come to a lot of people like us as an African-American lady. A lot of things don't come to us like that.
My name is Malik Dandridge. As I was a little child, I've always wanted to be a funeral director. I always wanted to be a mortician. It was very interesting. I was thinking about going to Warsham College of Mortuary Science. It's just mortuary science. But after the Hope Chicago thing, I changed that from Warsham to SIU. Because, you know, the campus is, you know, it's a beautiful campus. It's bigger. I do want to meet different people from all walks of life. And so that because I got the Hope Scholarship, that gave me the great opportunity to do that. I was shocked. I was really shocked. It was too good to be true, actually. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to do amazing.
Malik Dandridge, Jayana Davis, and Demaya Eubanks, they're 2022 graduates of Al Raby High School on Chicago's West Side. It's one of five public schools where all students learned this winter. They were eligible for a free scholarship to college. This is WBEZ.